jamenu se kodo.
Oyewa jamenu se kodo.
Oyewa jamenu se kodo.
Oyewa jamenu se kodo.
Nu se kodo kodo kota.
Oyewa jamenu se kodo.
Mo jale bona ne kodo kota.
Oyewa jamenu se kodo.
Mo jale bona ne kodo kota. Kon fulbe tagir bi mo don duu che kodo hadandi e mi yetti turup mi yetti nala kegal gilu rebo gilu yaro duubi jeegum ha don yaran nan e korno mi yetti de e adam boy mabbe wuri boy jibo jala alhamdo e jono ko kor ko mo jaba nganda o ka bi magarka betere mamadou jalla e kame hamad jalla e bimira ala sagamin e hadi do no yawtata be biyetena la kagalam gal be charado madone be nawdum afrique fo be nawdum o monde haybe fo tinum ha be ngande pula gene wodi dum non mi yetti ala mi yetti sukabe be mi yetti sukabe magar kam mi yetti ada boy ma ben be gondum e jubo jala nyaño ono ka baba nyaay wete e jom choru malo e seydi dia e jogi be bubaaji hono nana godi yette ka sambo e godi yette ka mbay e be salmin lumen mamadou magar yumel magar Mamadou Magal Samba Djabe kulle kelnoda kalaati laami yakuñi ba mak arda yumma ka je fulbe e Hamad Diallo do di yuda ene moji gelo hayran kobe ha ururbe ha biznabe ha yalal haton jeya so je tinala kegal gal mbido toro gal mo toro gal moji na naw gal lesde mbide welti Aywa jamendu se kodo
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 Aywa jamendu se
kodo mo ya bona kodo hota
Aywa jamendu se kodo
sanani ndu se kono garno do hota kor se ko jam se bonam hota endu je kor koroti
aywa jamendu se kon
aywa jamendu se kon aywa jamendu se kon
soy Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a este Blues en las Ondas especial Black Roots. Porque hoy hablaremos de África, hablaremos de discriminación, de derechos y de libertad. Y es que el anterior Ndjuse Kodo de Birani Diagne viene desde Senegal, en el oeste de África, de donde precisamente zarparon barcos con más de 4 millones de personas que iban a ser vendidas como esclavos. Estas personas, que carecían completamente de derechos, fueron usadas, por ejemplo, para poner raíles de tren. De hecho, puedes comprobar la similitud entre los ritmos africanos y los llamados Gandhi Dancers en este Rooster Call de John Henry Miller.
Oh, I was standing on the corner, standing like a man, standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand, waiting on a sop at the white folks' pan. Such as molasses, sweet potatoes, cold biscuit, getting by, son, don't have to wait. Oh, no, ain't no need of me working so hard. And I got a gal in the white folk yard. She kills the chicken. She saved me head. She think I'm awake and I'm at home in the bed. Boy, I'm sleeping. Sleeping easy. Getting by. Oh, it ain't no need of me working so hard. And I got a gal in the white folk yard. She kills the chicken. She saved me the wing. She think I'm wet, and I ain't done a thing but living, getting by so easy. Oh, it ain't no need of me working so hard when I got a gal in the white folks' yard. She kills a chicken. She saved me his feet. She think I'm waking. I'm just loafing the street, having a good time with the other women folk, living them up. Oh, down behind the henhouse on my knee, I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. It just only was a rooster saying his prayer, giving out him to the ends upstairs. Such a tucker, hen lane, rooster crowing, getting by. Oh, me and my wife had a falling out. Stop, let me tell you what it was about. She jumped at me, I give her her load. She wanted me to work on the Southern Railroad. Boy, I was too light. I wasn't heavy enough. I couldn't do it. Oh, you buried it down, buried me deep, down between the tires. I can hear the Frisco train come passing by. Boy, I'm listening. Sure, I'm listening. Oh, when I die, bury me deep, a jug of molasses at my feet, 10,000 biscuits in my hand. I'm gonna sop my way to the come land. Boy, I was sopping. Getting away, away from here. Oh, the raccoon wears a stiff bosom shirt. A possum do the same. The rabbit said, I ain't no red road man, but I'm running just the same. Boy, I'm getting away. Boy, I'm getting away. Oh, oh, oh. My wife need a hat, my baby needs shoes. Come on, dice, and give me two, two. Boy, did I win? Did I win? Whoa! Whoa!
Just give me light this morning down on Parchment Falls. Give me life this morning, down on Parchment Falls. I wouldn't hate it so bad, but I left my wife and mom. Oh, you, goodbye wife, oh, you have done gone. Goodbye, wife, all you have done gone. But I hope someday you will hear my lonesome song. Listen, you men, I don't mean no harm. Oh, listen, you men, I don't mean no harm. If you wanna do good, could you put a cell phone by smartphone? We go to wake in the morning, just the dawn of day. We go to wake in the morning, just the dawn of day. This is the end of the sun, that's when the wake is done. I'm down on old Pikeman's phone, I sure wanna go back home. I'm down on old Pikeman's phone, but I sure wanna go back home. But I hope someday I will overcome.
Ese Parchment Farm Blues es de Booker White, y en él nos habla de una mezcla entre prisión y plantación del estado de Mississippi, caracterizado incluso hoy en día por un sistema penitenciario muy duro que incluye activamente la pena de muerte. Y es que los terratenientes usaban a los reos como mano de obra esclava, trabajando de sol a sol a cambio de nada por delitos como no haberse quitado del camino al cruzarse con una mujer blanca. Además, cabe recordar que, tal como dice Billie Holiday en este Strange Fruit, la sociedad racista linchaba, mataba y colgaba de los árboles a los negros por la más mínima excusa.
Bueno,
What is your real name?
Malcolm. Malcolm X.
Is that your legal name?
As far as I'm concerned, it's my legal name.
Have you been to court to establish the
story? I didn't have to go to court to be called Murphy or Jones or Smith. Excuse me for answering you this way.
If
a Chinese person were to say his name was Patrick Murphy, you would look at him like he's insane, because Murphy is an Irish name, a European name, or the name that has a Caucasian or a white background. And a yellow person, Chinese is a yellow man, and he has nothing to do or no connection whatsoever with the name Murphy. And if it doesn't look proper for a person who is yellow or Chinese to be walking around named Murphy or Jones or Johnson or Bunch or Powell, I think it would be just as improper for a black person or the so-called Negro in this country, as we're taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to walk around with these names. And therefore, he teaches us that during slavery, the same slave master who owned us put his last name on us to denote that we were his property. So that when you see a Negro today who's named Johnson, if you go back in his history, you'll find that he was once his grandfather, or one of his forefathers was owned by a white man who was named Johnson. His name is Bunch. His grandfather was owned by a white man that was named Bunch.
Would you mind telling me what your father's last name was?
My father didn't know his last name. My father got his last name from his grandfather, and his grandfather got it from his grandfather, who got it from the slave master. The real names of our people were destroyed during slavery.
Was there any line, any point in the genealogy of your family when you did have to use the last name? And if so, what was it?
The last name of my forefathers was taken from them when they were brought to America and made slaves. And then the name of the slave master was given, which we refuse. We reject that name today.
You won't even tell me what your father's supposed last name was or gifted last name was?
I never acknowledge it whatsoever.
Continuando este Blues en las Ondas especial Black Roots, anteriormente escuchábamos de parte de Malcolm X cómo los esclavistas imponían su apellido a los esclavos y así borraban toda su historia familiar. Por cierto, si lo tuyo es la cultura negra, no dejes de leer The Autobiography of Malcolm X, un libro donde lo explica todo. Desde el momento en que de pequeño un profesor rompió su sueño de ser abogado y le recomendó ser carpintero por ser negro, hasta su vida criminal y el tiempo que pasa en la cárcel, donde se reinventa en un hombre con ideas tan poderosas que hasta las altas esferas temían. De hecho, aunque en los siglos anteriores hubieron revueltas entre los esclavos, como la impulsada por John Brown, e incluso afroamericanos ilustres que escaparon del esclavismo para convertirse en grandes oradores, como es el caso de Frederick Douglass, la lucha por los derechos civiles se redobló en los 60. Por eso, a continuación escucharemos a Martin Luther King Jr. en el discurso dado durante la histórica March on Washington por la Igualdad. Por cierto, si alguna vez pasas por Memphis, no dejes de visitar el National Civil Rights Museum, situado en el Lorraine Motel, el lugar donde King fue asesinado, pero que es sin duda uno de los mejores museos del mundo.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Put your take two eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share.
James Brown lo decía alto y claro en I'm Black and I'm Proud. Y es que la sociedad estadounidense se estaba politizando. Los negros tomaron conciencia de su discriminación. Y los blancos, especialmente los estudiantes, descubrieron que su pasado no era tan bonito como se lo habían contado. De hecho, tal como refleja este The World is a Ghetto, The War, incluso en los estados norteños, presumiblemente avanzados, los afroamericanos vivían en guetos. Algo que podemos ver incluso hoy en día, aunque con una componente no tanto racista, sino clasista. Pero antes de continuar este Blues en las Ondas especial Black Roots, recuerda que el jueves 19 a las 10 tendremos dos actuaciones. La jam session con Nano Blues en la Edad de Oro en la calle San Jacinto 3 de Valencia y la jam session de blues en el Copelia Café Corrillo en la calle San Francisco 14 de Alicante. Además, el jueves también, pero a las 11:55, Leandro and Friends se acercarán al Black No Club. El día siguiente, viernes 20 a las 11, contaremos con Perro Muchacho en la Sala Guagua, en la calle Campoamor, 52 de Valencia. Y el sábado 21 tendremos dos actuaciones, empezando a las 9:30 con Danny Boy y Raúl Temonsky en el Café Cronopio, en la calle Barón de San Petrillo, 46 de Valencia, mientras que a las 11:55 Sempere llevará el blues al Black No Club, en la calle Poli Peirolón, 15 de Valencia.
hallucination time. Time to get together. Time to be one strong, fast, black energy space. One pulsating, positive magnetism rising. Time to get up and become, become. Time to become, time to get up, become. Black genius, rising spirit, muscle. Sun man, get up, rise. Heart of universe is to be future of the world. The black man is the future of the world. Become, rise up, future, the black genius, spirit, reality. Move from crossroads back from dead snakehead. From weak funeral in slow motion. From dancing teeth and coward dip. From jibber jabber, pat me boss, pat me sandwich. When the brothers strike, niggas, come out, niggas. When the brothers take over the school, help niggas, come out, niggas. All niggas, negroes must change up. Come together in unity, unified for nation time. It's nation time, it's nation time. Jesus niggas come from the grave, but the Jesus niggas dead in the cave, rose up past two juice on Shadow World, raise up Christ, nigga. Christ was black, Krishna was black, Shango was black. Black Jesus, nigga, come out and strike. Black Jesus, nigga, come out and strike, come out and strike. Boom, 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 hey, come, strike, close forward, close credentials, burn the policies, get a glass up them dead statues. They just imitating life. Shango, Buddha, black, Hermes, Rasta, black, Moses, Krishna, black. When the brothers wanna stop animals, come out, niggas, come out. Come out, niggas, 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 come out. Come out, niggas, 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 come out. Help us stop the devil, help us stop the devil, help us stop the devil, help us build a new world. Niggas, come out, niggas, come out, niggas, come out. Niggas, come out. Brothers are we, with you and your sons, your daughters are ours, and we are the same, all the blackness from one black color. When the world is clear, you be with us. Come out, niggas, come out. Come out, niggas, come out. This nation time. 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 Chant with bells and drums. This nation time. This nation time. Get up, Santa Claus. Get up, Roy Wilkins. Get up, Donnie Raw. Get up, Donnie Warwick. Get up, Joey Brown. It's nation time. Build it. Get up, Muscle Dragon. Get up, Rastas. For real. Become Rasta Ferrari. Rastua. Get up, nigga. Come over here. Take a bow, brother. It's nation time. Keep punching. Keep throwing hard. Keep punch. And don't let him dodge. Throw hard. Blackie baby, throw hard. Keep the heat on, the pressure up. Don't never defend. Attack, attack. Make the sucker back, back. Keep it up, down, and dirty. In and out. Side to side, but throw hard. Don't stay no one place in the yard. Throw your best. Don't give them no rest. Liberation of the people. Self-determination for the African people. Advocate of Kawaita. Put some on your devil. Put some on your cracker. Liberation of the African nation. Harambe! 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 Harambe!
Amiri Baraka, ácido como siempre, hacía un llamamiento para crear una nación negra en It's Nation Time. Y es que en los 70 el status quo había cambiado. Y aunque Baraka era parte de una élite cultural negra, Stevie Wonder nos recordará en Living for the City como muchos negros con largas jornadas de trabajo y escasos salarios se sacrificaron para que la generación de sus hijos se moviera en la dirección adecuada.
In hot dive Mississippi, surrounded by four walls.
keep them strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough, just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough, just enough for the city.
Why I sing the blues? I sailed on a ship that was men standing over me. And a lot of with a whip, and everybody wanna know why I'm singing the blues. I've been around a long time, really beat my blues. Laid in a ghetto flat, bowling down. I heard the rats tell the bad dog to kill the roaches down, and everybody wanna know.
nos acercó ese Wild in the Blues en un concierto histórico que tuvo lugar en Kinshasa, Zaire, donde también se desarrolló el combate de boxeo legendario entre George Foreman y Muhammad Ali. Y es que muchos negros se hicieron musulmanes al percibir al cristianismo como una religión para las clases dominantes que les había explotado durante siglos. Y aunque algunos caminaban hacia la integración, otros grupos, como los Panteras Negras, buscaban soluciones más radicales, como anuncia Gil Scott Heron en este The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Y para acabar este Blues en las Ondas especial Black Roots, hay que reconocer que la proclamación de Obama como presidente de Estados Unidos es un hecho histórico innegable. Sin embargo, a pesar de la desegregación y todos los demás avances, no debemos darnos por satisfechos. Las minorías raciales en Occidente son más pobres que los blancos. Las mujeres apenas llegan a los puestos de responsabilidad. Y aunque sin quererlo, muchas veces ponemos barreras a los discapacitados. Por eso, como dice Zoom Whitfield en este Obama We Are Moving Forward, hay que seguir caminando hacia adelante.
Barack Obama.
Oh, Let's work together.